Go ahead and check your posture. Making sure you're in an upright, stable position. And then relax. Kind of like the branches of a tree that hang off the sides of an upright, straight trunk. And then do a body scan, slowly attending to each part of the body, from the crown of the head to the fingertips and toes, releasing and softening any tension you may be holding. With each out breath, settling deeper into the body, allowing the mind to rest on the rhythm of the breath. And for the next 15 minutes, make a strong determination that your mind is going to calmly abide with the breathing, that you're going to keep it there, or return it very quickly. ahead and shift if you need to. Reflect that the seeds of afflictive emotions are in my mind. It only takes an object of contact for them to arise. I may not be angry at this moment, but the seeds of anger are latent in my mind. When I need an object I find pleasant, attachment arises. And when I need an object I find unpleasant, aversion arises. What are my main attachments? What objects cause attachment in me? What are the objects of anger for me? What most commonly makes me angry? Until I gain more control of my mind, I should follow the Buddha's recommendations to temporarily avoid contact with objects and people that trigger the stronger attachments and aversions. What objects in my life would it be best for me to keep a respectful distance? How can I relate in a more balanced way to the objects and people I encounter? How do I exaggerate my attachment? For those things that I find I'm attracted to, what do I do in my mind to make that attachment bigger? Do I see only the negative side of situations and people? How do I exaggerate my anger or aversion? Are these seemingly eternal things the source of my happiness or the source of my suffering? What are some of my emotional habits? Do I consider myself an angry person? Am I easily irritated by the comments of others? Or frustrated when things don't go my way? What are some of my emotional buttons? Becoming mindful of these habits is the first step to applying the antidote. Do I easily become attached to people, places, and things, developing an obsession about them very easily? Isn't that a disturbed state of mind? What about how the media encourages that attachment? How advertising makes things look better, brighter, and the source of our happiness. How much do I fill my eyes, ears, and mind with media stimuli to avoid looking at what's going on inside my own mind? But doesn't that disturb the mind even more? Finally, what about the influences of people around me? Am I easily swayed by friends and family? Instead of following my own viewpoints, my own commitments? How often do the reactions in my mind take me away from a peace of mind when I encounter people who are close to me? Having understood the disadvantages of disturbing attitudes, I must work to abandon them. I must make an effort to learn how to avoid or subdue the factors causing their arousal. Doing this will bring peace in this life, enable me to abandon negative karma and create positive potential. It will also bring you closer to enlightenment and will actively contribute to world peace.